The Breakfast Huddle replay from Money FM 89.3. The Bigger Picture with Ryan Hwang.
Welcome to The Bigger Picture. We're taking a look at all the headlines that might move markets today. And to help us get the bigger picture, we've got Sunny Hamid, Director of Wealth Management at Financial Alliance. Morning, Sunny. How's your morning going so far?
So far, so good, Ryan.
Okay, let's take a look at what's making the headlines, right? This really caught my eye. So Singapore's two IRs, the Integrated Resorts, they are set to grow with a $9 billion investment plan. So at MBS, we're looking at a fourth tower. And RWS in Sentosa, we're looking at new attractions like Minion Park and Super Nintendo World. So that's going to create a lot of jobs, attract more tourists. Are you a fan of Nintendo, Sunny?
A bit. Actually, my kids are not myself.
Okay, maybe something you can bring them to you next time. So I'm going to ask you, what sort of impact do you think we'll see maybe in terms of the hospitality stocks today?
Well, I think it's positive. I think overall, it should have give a fillip to hospitality stocks and even the service sector, and maybe even the property sector to a certain extent. Mm. But I think more details have to be awaited. I think as that comes along, certain counters, certain sectors will benefit more than others. It's a bit of a wait and see at this particular point.
Okay, something to look out for as we have the markets come online in a few hours. Let's take a look at what's making headlines in the U.S. Of course, we have the U.S.-China talks happening there. Vice Premier Liu He is in Washington to hopefully make some progress on the trade talks. And we did get some news that they are making some good headway. And that seemed to push markets overnight on Wall Street. But if you look today and what's happening this morning across Asia, they don't seem to be as optimistic. Sunny, what do you think is happening in the markets right now?
Well, I think the market basically, this trade issue has been around for quite some time. So anybody and everybody who wanted to take a position on the issue would have done so. And I think gradually people have been moving over to the side of something's going to happen. We're not sure what, but we think a deal is going to come true sooner or later. Because of that, the market has baked in a very large amount of, or discounted in, a very large amount of probability that things are going to go ahead. And as we know, reports are saying now 90% of the deal has been done. Has left the very difficult 10% part, but eventually that will be solved. So all in all, I think it's a non-event for markets. There could be some volatility ahead of the announcement itself, but a lot of the thing has been priced in.
Okay, if I take a look at the electronics sector, especially the semiconductor space, seems to be quite an interesting picture forming. We have the likes of the Micron, Qualcomm, seem to be doing well so far this year. But if you look at back home, nearer home, the PMI numbers last night came out for electronics sector, still under 50 at 49.8. What's your take on what's happening in the technology space? Is there still a bright year ahead for 2019, because we are hearing reports that memory chip prices are falling and people are not buying as many handphones as they used to?
Yes, we're seeing what we call discretionary spending, things like luxury cars, some of these computer items, gadgets and stuff. Numbers are pretty weak on that front. That suggests that people are tightening their wallets or belts a little bit because of fear of an economic slowdown and such. While we do have certain sectors, like you say, the semicons and stuff doing well, overall the macro picture is beginning to dim. And I think that would actually put a cap on any further gains on any of these sectors which have rallied.
Mm. All right, speaking of Sunny Hamid, he is the Director of Wealth Management at Financial Alliance. So Sunny, we keep hearing all these headlines about recession possibly, economic slowdown. But at the same time, oil prices, they are pushing towards $70. That's a five-month high. How do you reconcile this? How does the economy support such high oil prices?
Well, basically, we hope that oil prices won't be this high if the economy moves into a recession, because basically it's the oil prices are now being dictated by demand and supply. So that's a different story altogether at this particular point. There will come a point whereby it goes in sync with the economy, and that's when the economy starts to slow down. There'll be less usage of oil and such, then it will have an impact on oil. So at this present time, it's difficult to reconcile a lot of different moving variables. They don't seem to be moving in tandem, and that's understandable because we haven't really seen a full-fledged slowdown. But when we do so, I think everything will move in line and the jigsaws will fall into place.
Of course, some of the factors involved include the sanctions against Iran and, of course, disruptions in Venezuela. So a lot of moving parts in the oil equation. Sunny, what else are you looking out for this week? We have a couple of things coming up. I think the non-farm payrolls is something everyone's looking out for. Is this what you're expecting in terms of the U.S. economy jobs front?
as you earlier alluded to, there's some weakness in some of the numbers like retail sales. I think everybody now is focusing on these macro data. China caused a huge jump, a run-up the other day because it had better than expected data. The U.S. is a bit frothy in terms of, or rather the U.S. is showing a little bit of weakness. So everybody's focusing on that because we have signals both from the U.S. bond markets, the European bond markets and such to suggest that maybe things are not as rosy as they are. The yield curves have inverted and such. So everybody's trying to verify that with upcoming data. So it's going to be an important week because as data comes in, if it's really below expectation and we get negative surprises, then that reinforces that the bond market is actually making the correct call vis-a-vis the equity markets, which seem to be chugging along even higher and higher.
Okay, just a quick one, Sunny. You mentioned negative surprises. So actually, the last number on non-farm payrolls came at 20,000. Normally, it comes in at 180,000. So is this something you think might happen this time again, looking at what you've seen over the past few weeks?
Over the long term, what we've seen, every time there's an anomaly where we get really low numbers, numbers in the 20,000s and 30,000s instead of the 100 over thousands, you see the following month making up for it. So on an average, two month or even 3 month moving average, things look quite normal. If this number comes in again in the 20,000s, 50,000s, 60,000 and doesn't break the 100,000 barrier, I think that people will sit up and start taking notice. Okay. So I think that's the key thing to look out for.
All right, look at the longer term trend to see how things are going. Thank you so much, Sunny, for your analysis this morning. Always great chatting with you.
Great chatting with you too.
Before acting on the information on Money FM, please consider if it's suitable for your own investment objectives, financial situation, and risk tolerance. To listen to more great interviews, download our podcasts at moneyfm893.sg or download the SPH radio app available on Google Play or the App Store.